Radio Muse Indire
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe program of the European Union.
Indire Journalist Residency Reportages.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the Indire show. So today I will bring you a closer look at the interdisciplinary festival that was happening in Berlin between 15th and 18th of September. The festival is the result of the Mahala project and is called Human Electricity, with this year's theme Reconnect. So my decision to go to Berlin as part of the International European Indire program was actually quite spontaneous. That being said, I had not planned this trip in principle, and at that time of mid-September I was actually already quite fed up with all the summer adventures, to be honest. So I kind of wanted to avoid the clubbing experience, which is usually the most attractive to us foreigners, and rather experience something with maybe different guidelines and set in more intimate place or parts of the Berlin musical scene. So I was able to look at it from a different perspective that I probably would in some other time of the year. In the end, I could say the stars aligned, since it was the time of Berlin Art Week, which means there was even more funky stuff going on. So I actually quite randomly discovered that one of the artists I listen to and follow on social media, Kisnuka, will be playing in an old power plant station I had not heard of before. So I took an S-Bahn from Alexanderplatz to the outer parts of the city called Oberschönweide, where a 7,000 square meters big power plant is located. Later on, I also discovered that it is the oldest three-phase power plant in Germany, and it was commissioned by AIG company that played an important role in social changes back in the late 90s, when Berlin became electropolis. But yeah, the building I visited was revitalized just like a year ago for the purposes of the festival by the Mahala project team itself. And it's kind of interesting also because it's one of the few places left that wasn't squatted back in the 90s. I've been told more about the location by one of the main curators, Almut Höfler, with whom I also talked about other stuff you will hear later on.
The first edition was last year of Human Electricity. Mahala only started their program in the early summer of 2021. So it's a little more over a year that we're actually doing stuff in Mahala with an audience. Before that, it was cleaning time. The building, I mean, it was about a year that Ralf kind of just called the community together and was cleaning it, basically, and getting it ready and starting getting architects involved and doing the planning. You need to transform an industrial building into a venue for public. Of course, there's a lot of administrative challenges, and there's also, it's a listed building. You need to get the Denkmalschutz, I'm missing the English word now, but you know, all these permissions involved, and it's a huge project. And he started all that, and also got investors on board to help support this place. And they really only started with like little pilots of singing circles and concerts and performances in the beginning of, I mean, in June last year, really. Yeah, And to be part of Art Week was really the with the human and with this idea of human electricity was only last year for the first time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought that this building was used also for some other project or something, but actually you did it from the start. It was like abandoned before.
Well, it was abandoned before. I mean, it was the history goes like this. You remember the black hole. You know, yes. This is the darker one. It has a huge window to one side and a huge window to the other side that you only see from the street now. But it's a bit like a cathedral, and it's like really turn of the century architecture. And this was the first hall that was built as a showroom for these new turbines. And then in 1905, the big hall that we were seeing, like, you know, with the offices and everything, that was built as in a second stage, because the entire business of AEG was growing and they needed more space. And for about 30 years, this was the showroom for these turbines. And people would come and look at the turbines and see, you know, how this, like, latest development in research and product development was working, and people would come and look at it. And Ralf likes to say, like, this was like the equivalent of the first Apple, you know, Apple store. You can, it's like a big fat showroom, and you can see like all these decorative elements everywhere. It's not your usual factory, not your usual like normal like pragmatic architecture. It's really kind of fancy. And in that way, Mahala, the building, is very, very special. And it is really the place where, from where the old gas lamps in Berlin were replaced, because this was the place where you could generate electricity that could be transported over longer distances. And so this has a significance. And we like to take this metaphor and turn it into human electricity. You know, it's a power station for vibes, for electricity, like what we imagine like is happening when people look at art or meet to look at art or enjoy music together or just experience inspiration together. Mm.
So the place itself literally gave you the idea.
Yes, this is what we're picking up on, yeah. I mean, there was a period where, like, when because you said, like, it was abandoned. It was a cable factory for a very long time, and then the cable factory moved out, and then it was really just derelict. And there was apparently in 2009, there must have been I think Simon Rattle with the Philharmonic Orchestra was there for one concert for Angela Merkel and her guests, and then they cleaned it and made it nice for like this one event, and then it went back into its little sleepy standby mode. And when Ralf came, it was apparently like full of bird droppings and dust and everything. And Ralf took a long time with his team cleaning it, and he got a cleaning firm on board and did a barter deal with them and made a beautiful film, because like Ralf turns everything he touches into art, and he made a beautiful film in exchange for getting all these cleaning machines, because, you know, you remember, you saw it, like, it was like this, there are these traces of a dark gray, like dirty gray color on the walls, and underneath is this beautiful yellow brickwork, and he removed all the white color.
When I entered the festival ground, I was immediately impressed by an ambient holographic performance outside of the building, using smoke machines, lights, and relaxing ambient music by German artist Resorb. It was a nice invitation to the interior of the hall, where visitors were able to just like wander around and experience all kinds of visual and sound art. There was also a room dedicated to the Huynh-Kuin tribe that was also performing together with the Music Ashram Collective on Saturday evening. When I entered that room on Thursday night, there were a bunch of people dancing in an intimate room decorated with indigenous societies art. A guy approached the visitors to explain the problem of the tribe. and told us that their land in Amazonia has been occupied. So the non-profit association's later project is kind of trying to give them a voice and supports them in protecting their home. So the project's aim is to gather enough money to buy the land back and give it to the tribe. Almut Hofler also told me more about the Music Ashram project that has been started by the main organizer of the Human Electricity Festival, photographer and filmmaker Ralph Schmierberg. So after the clip from the interview, we will also play a song by Music Ashram.
Music Ashram is a music collective that Ralph called together when he was working on his film project in India. And he has like a beautiful, beautiful film like he worked on for 5 years, which hasn't been published yet. But Music Ashram was called together in India, actually, and they traveled together to create the soundtrack for this film. It's called Inderella, and we're going to show it as an immersive arts exhibition in 2023, because something went not right when there was Corona, and so it didn't show yet, and it's still in the, and it's a real treasure. I've had a the pleasure to see it, to watch it, and it's an amazing like filmic long poem, I would say. It really works with a very poetical structure, and it's totally mesmerizing, and it's something to really to look forward to. But the Music Ashram has done the soundtrack for this film, and they started and started rehearsing and playing at different venues in Berlin, and then Ralph also wanted to find a place for the Music Ashram to have a home. And they are a collective of very fine musicians, and they've produced their second album by now, and it's always this sort of ambient, sort of trancey, spiritual music, and they also perform at festivals. They were at Garbage, and they do like these amazing colorful performances and like ritualistic actions, I would say. And this is part of the Mahala fabric, the Music Ashram, definitely. And they perform very often, and like also now with the Huni Queen together, and like it's really like one collective meeting another collective, and this is this idea.
I must say that the festival delivered a very eclectic program. Through the daytime, there were mostly intersectional art performances, but some evenings were built through ambient sets to which we could relax, lie on pillows, and or contemplate. And later, everything developed more into a dance-oriented event. But on Saturday, we were sitting around the Queen Queen musical performance and experienced almost like a staged bonfire ritual. And that was kind of bizarre and beautiful at the same time, since we were situated in a power plant. But now, let's take another short musical break by listening to a song from a German rapper, Janek, who was also a part of the evening's program.
Alles andere wäre krank und hätte überhaupt nicht gut. Vom Ethos her, Punk, für dieses Leben braucht es Mut. In diesem Leben brauche ich Lust, brauche ich Freunde, brauche ich Power. Früher wuchs der Frust und ich lief gegen eine Mauer. Ich glaube an die Liebe, feier sie, als wäre ich Hippie. Ich zog lang durch die Gegend und ich wechselte mein Tippi. Früher wollte ich hart sein in den Augen, heute Pippi. Wenn Gerechtigkeit mich spürt, Y steht so für Yippie. Weil ich jetzt lieber Ja sag, statt negieren und verneinen. Das Leben ist ein Fest, den alten Schläuchen neuer Wein. Manchmal fehlt das Quäntchen Glück, man hat einen Stein im Schuh. Trotzdem immer Janek vorne, Y hinten Q. Heute läuft es rund an eine Familie, große Crew. Bleib bei meinen Lettern Y und hinten Q. Manchmal fehlt das Quäntchen Glück, man hat einen Stein im Schuh. Trotzdem immer Janek vorne, Y hinten Q. Heute läuft es rund an eine Familie, große Crew. Bleib bei meinen Lettern Y und hinten Q. Für Qualität, die ich mir selber schaff und brauch. Für einen vollen Kühlschrank und einen kleinen Wohlstandsbau. Kein sowohl als auch, stattdessen klar, da bin ich für. Ich gehe meinen Weg, weiß nicht genau, wohin er führt. Ich habe keine App dafür, eine Richtung und ein Ziel. Ich will, dass es mir gut geht und ein funky Lebensstil. Es geht mir um das Gönnen, es geht mir um die Gunst. Der Stund ist Wort im Mund, ich leb umgeben von der Kunst. Ich rede mit den Jungs und Mädels, sorry, Frauen und Männern. Transgender, Banker, Hustler, auch mit Bauern, Pennern. Sprich mit allen Leuten und ich mach sie alle gleich. Dass alle mit mir reden, das macht mich unglaublich reich. Manchmal fehlt das Quäntchen Glück, man hat einen Stein im Schuh. Trotzdem immer Janek vorne, Y hinten Q. Heute läuft es rund an eine Familie, große Crew. Bleib bei meinen Lettern Y und hinten Q. Manchmal fehlt das Quäntchen Glück, man hat einen Stein im Schuh. Trotzdem immer Janek vorne, Y hinten Q. Heute läuft es rund an eine Familie, große Crew. Bleib bei meinen Lettern Y und hinten Q. Steht für Qualle, denn ich lass mich treiben. Wo die Wellen mich hinbringen, wird der Ozean mir zeigen. Y für Yes, yo, das Leben ist ein Test vor Weisheit und Redlichkeit, Lebenskunst wie Nestor. Die griechischen Mythen, Quelle Wikipedia. ODB war Gott, Baby, Shimmy, Shimmy, ja. Schon vor vielen Jahren hab ich mit dem Mikro posiert. Ist zwischendurch verlegt, heute gern mal Mikro dosiert. Die Lebensläufe führten mich zu Zeichnern und Malern. Videobildhauerinnen, auch zu den Talern. Corona schloss die Galerie, jetzt mach ich wieder Mucke. Wohin das alles führt, kein Plan, ich treib bloß und gucke. Manchmal fehlt das Quäntchen Glück, man hat einen Stein im Schuh. Trotzdem immer Janek vorne, Y hinten Q. Heute läuft es rund an eine Familie, große Crew. Bleib bei meinen Lettern Y und hinten Q. Manchmal fehlt das Quäntchen Glück, man hat einen Stein im Schuh. Trotzdem immer Janek vorne, Y hinten Q. Heute läuft es rund an eine Familie, große Crew. Bleib bei meinen Lettern Y und hinten Q.
So that was Janek, who claims life is a festival. But there were also two young artists who caught my attention with their work called Granular Magnetism that connected contemporary dance with experimental electronica that deals a lot with physicality of sound, but the project as a totality is focusing on nonverbal communication between the actors and the place. They performed twice, so it was really interesting to see how they were adapting to the space and how the whole dynamic also changed when on the second day their friend joined them and danced together with Nancy. Yang Cheng and Nancy Nasser Al-Din told me more about their work.
Yeah. I'm coming from a designer background, and it's interesting that throughout this piece that we're kind of challenged with our artist character and the designer aesthetic, in a sense. That's also another interesting connections. But are we talking about
no,
I'm
interested in both. Like, how did you start doing what you did? So this is actually the relation between the design and your music. I can hear it, like in the sense of the clearness that your music sounds very clear somehow.
It's interesting. I used to play nu metal when I was back in high school, and then when I went to college, and then I started to get into electronic music. But still, all like this more like personal diary things, and I think I started working with some video score back in Taiwan. But when I moved here, and I'm focusing more on the live performance somehow. And these days, I'm actually more into this. Pure sound textures. Of course, I have my time manipulations effect on it, but I think these days I travel a lot, and I just appreciate more with the less synthetic sound. So yeah, these days I'm more like last year. Last year I met this word called field recording. And this deep listening, and somehow makes me open another scope and spectrum about how sound, how sound pixel or particle, whatever you called it, it's like microscope. Mm-hmm. Like when you amplify like every sound we're having right now, or you choose to listen to some certain frequency, it's actually once heard from my teacher that sound is actually care for your company. It means like if you care, and then it became louder and it would change. And I guess it's a brief story. There's still a lot of happening, like of what, like becoming what I do today. But yeah, like I think this is
yeah, amazing. Yeah, I can also hear the relation, like between this kind of sound therapies. Mm-hmm. I can imagine, like it was super nice to hear your music in this kind of a big electrical hall. But I can also imagine it listening it just at home, just to calm down or maybe to turn off from some feelings and turn on to another. But yeah, since you were mentioning the synthetic, and if I put the organic as an opposition to it, I think that's where Nancy comes in the game somehow. So I'm also interested in how did you two meet each other, and how did you started to collaborate?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I can say some things. I see a lot of overlaps in what Cheng is saying. I also have a design background. I'm trained as an architect. And I think in this collaboration in specific, there is this conversation between different elements that seem more home to both of us, home in the sense sound seems home to Ching and movement seems home to me, and my architecture comes into my movement and Ching's design comes into their sound. And somehow how we met through our, so today we had a third friend who was playing with us, was jamming with us, dancing with us, and creating not only movement but also sound, I would say, right? Ching and I, like, our collaboration together is based on trying to find that space where we don't put sound in one spot and dance in another spot. How can we create a conversation where it's a fluid reciprocity, where the sound is feeding my body but my body is feeding the sound, and at some point you're lost, you don't know who's feeding who, but there isn't sort of totality in an organism that's forming together.
I wanted to ask if is the sound that comes first or is the opposite, but I had a feeling like you were really communicating with each other. Sometimes one of you just gives like the reference to another and you go on, and it's super nice also in the sense of the space, what you said. Now I understand, since you said you have a architectural background, because you're really discovering everything, and even if we cannot see sound moving, I think you kind of make it
move. Yeah, I think this is my hunger. It's like I have a really strong relationship to sound, but I used to think that I don't make sound, that I react to sound. So my relationship to sound is through reacting to it through my body, and through Ching and Ching's equipment and knowledge of equipment and knowledge of glitches and systems and wanting to explore, I feel I'm starting to deconstruct these ideas that my relationship to sound is only responding to it, that sound is in every, like the fabric you pull makes a sound. And our collaboration started last year what you saw, the performance you saw, is part of a series. So, like, it's important to know the context that it comes in. This attempt, this experiment, we call it an experiment. We're really, like, how we met, how we decided to collaborate. We met through our third friend, Tseshi, who was with us today. In a birthday party. And everyone was jamming together. And we didn't necessarily, like, jam one-on-one together that night, but it was, I don't know, through time we got to know each other more, and I got to listen to Ching's sound more. And yeah, I think it's like an experiment. How can we bring my body and elements and architectures into the magnetic field of Ching's sound and ears and body?
And also probably in the context of the event you are performing at. So maybe I'm interested, since we are at Mahala Festival, like, how are you experiencing this specific building? Do you also prepare for the, like, space itself, or it's just like maybe the people, maybe the other performances influence you also in different ways?
I think when we got here last year at the very first beginning, like, we were performing in another room, the room with the black paint, and I think when we were there, it's the time that sound comes in with this, half-covered window, and it's beautiful, and we filled the room, and we decided to perform there. But along the way, that it's quite a journey to build up the sound system there, because that's not the main performance hall. But I think how this place related to us, I guess it's the spatial crazy echo, and I think that is the first thing that got me. And so I think last year also with this, I've been always interested how this space, like, okay, we get these spatial feelings and they input us, and then we output back, and then the space take our sound and then reflecting back, this kind of the feedback system. And
yeah, maybe it's nice to talk a bit more about this feedback loop, how we started this series. Was Cheng was working with the feedback loops and like through sound and equipment, and we were having conversations. And Cheng had an installation in a residency based on, I mean, I'm speaking about your work, but we tried to think how to translate that system into a physical feedback. Mm-hmm. And that's when the conceptualization of the project comes into, like, starts making sense why we're having this conversation as an attempt to create a feedback. So the first iteration of it, we had also like metal objects that made sound, so through movement there was sound, and mm-hmm. Cheng was recording live recordings of what's been happening in on site, and like layering it on top and then feeding it back through the speakers to me, and then informing my movement. And then at some point you don't understand anymore what the power dynamic is. Like, we were playing a lot with these points, we call them points of negotiation, points of decision, points of collision.
And then Nancy also shared her personal experience with the festival's electricity concept.
You know, there's something. One thing I wanted to mention also, when you were talking about the space here, why is it so specific? When we were invited to perform the first time, and they told us the event is about electricity, human electricity. Mm-hmm. It came at a time. I come from Lebanon and Egypt, and Lebanon has been in an extreme economic crisis and severe power crisis. So, the first iteration of it came at a time where Lebanon was at the highest peak of electricity crisis. No one had electricity. It was a complete blackout. And like, I'm on the phone with my parents and they have 1 hour of power. And suddenly I'm invited to make a show about electricity. So if you see last year, there was so much anger. There was so much. I feel there's something different also between last year's part of the series and this year, because we're at different places, and my parents installed solar panels now, so somehow that, like, my relationship to electricity also changed. Yeah, this is maybe more on a personal note, but how does the personal translate into collective?
So the musical program at the festival was amazingly diverse. We heard ethnic music, various variations of electronica and ambient electronica, and in the later hours also club electronica, which we do not hear in most clubs in Berlin. So for the end, let's listen to a few more insights on the festival by Almut, and then dance out of this trip with Kisnuka, who ended the last night of the festival.
I started writing this text, this idea about, you know, I was thinking human electricity was supposed to be human electricity again, but we needed a subtitle. And I felt like what is the core issue that is in the mind of many people, is like, how do we connect these days? You know, we are disconnected and we want to reconnect. And how do we do this with the technical developments and the pandemic and all that, and just wrote up a little short summary of ideas or collection of ideas and sent it out to people, and they responded. And I'm feel very blessed that many of them actually created work for this context. I mean, there were some works that were really shown for the first time. One painting arrived with the color still wet because it was just, you know, had just been conceived and painted. And for this particular topic or discourse that we're trying to initiate with this exhibition. And and also, I mean, something this probably sounds a little woo-woo, but it is really like people come into Mahalla and think like, wow, this is such an inspiring place. There's a certain degree of magic happening. People just come in and have ideas and start talking, and suddenly, you know, there's a kind of an alignment of ideas and attitudes and hopes for the futures and intentions. And, you know, some of the people came in at the very last minute and it was perfect. And then I have this little, You know, I keep saying to people, like, I'm in the depression. Mahala calls her people together, you know. This is a space where people just arrive and bring their ideas. And at some point, Ralph had this beautiful saying at a meeting, which I then wrote down. And it's like, I just started a campfire. It burns with everything you bring. And Ralph really has the intention of creating a community that will radiate beyond Berlin into the world and be this weird, magical place where, you know, we're trying to merge art and music and spirituality and science and social change. You know, want to be also a laboratory for ideas for how do we want to live in the future and how is it possible and how do we deal with crises and these are things that are being discussed in the team and with people who bring their work to Mahala. Yeah.
Thank you.
Radio Muse. Indire.
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe program of the European Union.
Indire Journalist Residency Reportages.